Now, Josephine Ong wants to know whether people who have addictions to sugar, for example, are more likely to be susceptible to other kinds of addictions. So I guess this is the kind of idea of addictive personalities. Do you know anything about that, Molly?
I'm not an expert on this, but I do believe that there's some evidence that the structure of your dopamine system in the brain can make you susceptible to different kinds of addictions. This work was done actually by Barry Everett at Cambridge and Trevor Robbins and that group. They found that, for example, a certain type of dopamine receptor in the striatum, the density of that receptor, can make rats more or less susceptible to addictions. But I'm not sure the extent to which we know this in humans.
I think there was also some work that suggested that rats that were more impulsive were also more likely to become addicted. So they have a little test where when a light flashes on, the rat has to poke its nose in the box that has the light in order to get a reward. And rats who are likely to poke their noses in boxes before the lights came on, so were impulsive, seemed to be more likely to become addicted when they were given drugs. Again, I don't know if that applies to humans yet or if it's just in the rat models.
I think, yeah, absolutely. That work also has been done in Cambridge, and I think it has been extended to humans. That you can see in addicts that measures of impulsivity, similar to the test with the nose poke in the light, people who are addicted to various substances are more impulsive on those kinds of tests, certainly.